The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Wednesday, the 20th of September, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. It's a Wednesday. That means it's a man down mashup Wednesday session where we join on the clock in Guardian Radio AM to discuss and dissect what's in the news. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning this morning.
He's sitting far from the mic. He know what today is.
Yes,
today we're doing the PLP 2-year review.
I say leave the PLP alone.
What, pardon?
Just leave them alone. Oh, allow sorry, them me, to govern
let me
how
rephrase
they see
that,
fit.
Pause. Let me rephrase that. Today we are discussing the Davis administration 2-year review. I was remiss.
Correct you.
We are not concerned about the PLP at this moment.
Not the PLP.
No, we're concerned about the Davis administration.
Let me correct you.
2-year
that.
Review. Yes,
this
sir.
Is the Davis Cooper administration.
Who told you? Did Cooper tell you that?
Both. Every time they speak, they remind me, Cecil. This is the Davis Cooper administration. Both tends to remind me.
You have heard our Prime Minister
refer to his own
administration
Davis Cooper.
As the Davis Cooper.
Davis, he shares this.
I need a citation because I've been following.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the moment
to
hear the Prime Minister acknowledge that it was a Davis Cooper administration.
He says it's a team. He has a team, and his team is led by Davis Cooper. It's a Davis Cooper administration. You must accept things.
See, because he has a he has a party. His party is led by a Davis Cooper leadership team.
Mm-hmm.
But if I am not mistaken, when we went through our allocation, political allocations for the cabinet shift, surely I didn't see leader of government business in the House under Cooper's name. It wasn't under Davis's name. It was under somebody else's name. I know it wasn't Cooper. And so my question is, how does Cooper... I didn't vote for Cooper.
You didn't vote for Cooper?
Period. I don't live in Exuma.
I know who you vote for.
You don't know who I vote for.
You vote for White, the white boy.
I vote for myself.
You spoil the ballot?
I took a political action available to me to express my true political leaning, which is like God's, we get the governments we deserve. That's why I govern myself. I vote for myself.
You caused this then.
You think it's me?
Yeah. You could have helped Chris to get into power.
You're saying that I convinced 45,000 other FNMs to not vote. I caused this.
You caused that. You were on your own wicket, your own campaign, and say, spoil the ballot. Go on the beach.
I mean, I can be honest, I did
vote
say...
Vote for yourself.
I did say, spoil the ballot is an available mechanism for people who are displeased with the current political culture.
45,000 people listened.
Man, listen, we had an election somewhere in Asia, I think recently, where so many people spoiled the ballot, the government called the police on them.
On the constituents?
Yeah, like so many people spoiled the ballot, the government say, hold on, I think this is illegal. They say, like, hold on, we need to check the books. We think there's something wrong with this. All the people did was say, hey, we're taking a mechanism that's available to us to express our displeasure.
We haven't reached that maturity as yet to protest in a general election by spoiling the ballot. We prefer to stay home, which is not registered, but we are not prepared.
Because a lot of those people who stayed home were registered, actually.
We didn't have a new registration. So even though technically they were registered, they more likely if they had chance to not go in?
They wouldn't have gone in.
They wouldn't have gone in.
And if they had an opportunity to go in and say, strike my name off of this register, they may have gone in.
They may have gone in.
I don't even want nobody to think I vote.
No.
Okay. I see I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Sorry, we missed you. Caller, my apologies. Mr. Nuri, we're not doing a sand dollar trivia giveaway today.
No,
we're not doing the sand dollar trivia giveaway today. But I do have some trivia questions because I've got some more tickets for the Road to CONCACAF Women's Gold Cup.
And when is this game?
The game is tonight.
Tonight.
7 p.m.
Where?
Thomas A. Robinson Stadium.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
And Thomas A. Robinson Stadium, is that the old stadium? I mean, if I'm going, I need to know where I'm driving.
Yeah.
How?
I think so.
Okay.
You going into the sports complex?
No, it's two or three different entrances.
Going through the main entrance.
Main entrance.
Look for the flags.
Look for the flags. There you go. Look for the flags.
Look for the flags.
Yeah.
But Thomas A. Robinson Stadium.
That's the whole NSA. Complex. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they're going to be.
Okay.
On the soccer field.
On the soccer field.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
The tickets are $20 for adults, $5 for children. Our women's national soccer team is playing Grenada.
Grenada.
The Spice Girls. Junkanoo Girls versus the Spice Girls.
And I think few people realize how good our women's team is.
Yeah.
They are recognized. So this should be a good game. We expect them to win, actually.
Absolutely. And a lot of our talent, although young, are experienced tournament players. Mm-hmm. They've been playing in the junior league. Some of them are playing varsity in university. Some of them are playing varsity in high school in the United States of America. We've got a very solid team. So I have one adult ticket and three children's tickets left to give away. We're giving away tickets today. Here is our first question. And I see you text. I'm going to read that text.
Wait, one adult ticket. And
three children's tickets.
Can we give the adult ticket like a pair?
Yes.
Two different pairs.
Yeah, so what I'm
thinking. Like one adult and one child and two children. Then the adult just need to accompany the two children.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, okay.
So we get one adult and one child ticket together. And then two children's tickets.
Together.
Together.
Okay.
By their side.
Yes.
Okay. Here's the first question.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready for it? Again, I remind y'all, we are talking about the today, we're doing the Davis administration two-year review. The trivia question for the Women's Soccer Road to Gold Cup tournament ticket for the game against Grenada today at 7 p.m. Here is the first question. When did the FNM win its first general election?
I knew the answer.
When did the FNM win its first general election? First question of the day. Numbers to call, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas, but maybe not in New Providence. Call in. You could give your ticket to somebody in Nassau. Text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. When did the FNM win its first general election? Good morning, caller. You are on the air.
Good morning. Can I win a second time?
You got to get the children's tickets. You taking children's with you?
No children's. I just want a second adult ticket because I have an adult to take with me.
But listen, the tickets are one adult and one child and then two children's tickets.
So she went. Okay, but I can find a child.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. What's the answer?
1992.
I need a little more information.
You got to be
May 10th. 1992.
No, ma'am.
When Hubert Alexander Ingram beat Prime Minister then after 25 years.
Okay. I can take that. It wasn't May 10th, though.
It wasn't May 10th.
No, even though that's a magical date, right? That's not May 10th. I gave you the tickets because you got it. Hubert Ingram beat Pindlin after 25 years. Okay. The tickets will be downstairs to pick up. With the same instructions as last time.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Mr. Nuri, the reason why I was looking for more information on the date is because it was 19th of August.
Okay.
1992.
Mm-hmm.
which is when that election was. And I'm thinking, why August, right? I can't remember. I was young. I was just out of high school. But the reason the date is significant to me is because I was not old enough to register to vote for that election. I was I was old enough to vote in the election, but I missed the cutoff point because of how it was timed. So here is the second question. We're going to throw it out early in the day so you could win two children's tickets, $5. Just get an adult ticket and take some young people out to see the game. Here's the second question. When did the PLP win its first general election? When did the PLP win its first general election? Second question of the day. Here we got some texts. Oh, we got a call already. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm always doing fine. Hey, morning, Yuri.
Blessings to you.
Blessings to you too, far from the mic, I guess. Stay in. Mm-hmm. You come close to the mic, buddy. Stay. Mm-hmm. The whole nation could hear you.
Yes, sir.
You're staying close to it. Scared of the mic. Anyway, that's another story.
How you doing this morning, Pumpkin Eater? He's being unruly. It's okay.
I'm sorry. No, man. That's funny. That's not being
unruly. No, he being unruly. He good. He good. How you doing?
Dude, are you offended by that?
No, man. We good, man. We good.
I apologize.
No, I say he is being unruly, Pumpkin Eater.
Oh, you said he.
Yeah, let's go forward. He's being unruly.
Oh.
You going to the game today?
I ain't getting into your business.
You going?
No, is the game coming on? They streaming it somewhere?
I'm hoping that they are streaming it. I'm hoping that there will be a live stream from the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture's Facebook page.
Yeah, they need to bring them on the national station because they ain't not accessible on right now.
I mean,
they could have some live local broadcast. I'd like to see more about local behemoths like softball and all of that. Back in the day on 12:40, you should bring them on.
All right, I got you, Pumpkin Eater.
Yeah, but I ain't going to talk about that.
But I want to ask you a question. It's too late now. I got to ask you a question. PLP 2 year in review.
That's what I want to talk about.
What's your grade? What grade you giving them?
I would give my Brad Davis government an A.
A A?
Yes.
A like 100% or a 98?
A like 100%. Now you know why?
Yes.
Man, they perfect. Go ahead, man. Tell us why they perfect.
Well, they turn around the poorness of the Dr. Minnis government.
The what? The what of his government?
Dr. Minnis, poorness of Dr.
The poorness of his government. Okay.
Yes. In many ways, tourism. I like how the Minister of Tourism is going around re-promoting our country. And
we have offices for that. We have staff whose job it is to do that.
They were doing it.
Why weren't they doing it? Because it was a pandemic and they couldn't go anywhere?
Well no. That's just poor performance.
But here's what I'm saying. When you mark that as good performance, I say to you that that's poor performance because why do you need the minister? Why do you need the minister to be making those engagements? Surely you trust your team of professionals.
I can regenerate our ministries around the globe in tourism. And also, there's a lot of new negotiations. Remember now, Minister of Education, she was Minister of Aviation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of signing during that time.
Okay.
To get new airlines to come to the Bahamas and under the Brad Davis watch, there are new airlines scheduled to come to the Bahamas.
What are those airlines? You mean new routes, not new airline. You mean new routes.
No, not that new route. One or two new airlines.
What are the one or two new airlines? And what I'm saying is... Pumpkin Eater, what I'm saying is for a tourism destination, for a country that touts itself as the leader in tourism in the region and is reaching up to claim leader of tourism in the world, these things that you're telling me, they don't amount to the accolades that you're attempting to give. This is nothing spectacular. You need to tell me something that warrants an A grade.
But I finished.
You get one more.
One more, yeah. Let me give you my best one more. The hospital, Prince Margaret, and the mother at Freeport. Grandma was in horrible state. under the old Minister of Health. You know who I was, right? Renard Belt.
Go on. So tell me what has the PLP done, not just to improve those spaces, but to warrant the A-plus grade. You get 30 seconds.
Well, we got our Prime Minister promoting climate change, which is very important.
What does that have to do with the public health system?
It's very important for the Caribbean states. Not only doing it for us, he let them know that their pollution...
Pause. What does that have to do with PMH and Grand Bahama healthcare system?
What are you talking about today? The healthcare or what?
No. You asserted that you given the PLP an A grade. When Mr. Newry said that means perfect, you said yes. I asked you to speak to an issue where you can show us that they warrant the A grade. No, pumpkin eater. No, ain't nothing to correct.
No, I don't
want to end this conversation on a bad note, but you have failed. You have failed to prove or to show us where the PLP warrant an A grade on the exam. That's all. But I got another caller.
I mentioned the climate change.
Climate is
going away.
Pause. I got to go. I got another caller. I got to respond. I didn't want to respond to you with you not on the air. But there's nothing that you said that suggests that they should get an A grade. Caller, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning again, Erin.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Mr. Neary.
Good morning.
I don't know what pumpkin eater is eating today or drinking, because he can't be talking about PMH. He can't be talking about the Grand Bahama that's still waiting for their conclusion at their hospital, when the work at PMH started before this government got in. The work at Grand Bahama was badly needed because of Dorian. And I don't see the difference, because people still complaining about the place. And what he's talking about with tourism, we were touting that years before Minnesota, even Christie got in. We were always touting that. And our tourism was always trying to find new ways in which to grow. The ministers were always finding new ways in which to grow tourism. So I don't know where he gets his A grade from. My grade has always been a D minus. I'd give him an F. But they are doing some stuff, so I give a D minus. However, I would say my D minus comes in because of one, Minister Clay Sweeten. I think he was doing an okay job. And I like what LaRota was doing at NIB and other ministers doing some stuff here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I would say that a D minus is my grade.
So but D minus meaning 58%?
58%?
That's D minus?
No. Well, I doing it wrong, then I need to drop that lower.
No,
I wasn't thinking it was even halfway.
We're not talking the Ministry of Education's grade scale.
No, that'd be lower. They go down to 45%.
I want to use the Ministry of Education grade scale. Let me use that.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
You understand? But I don't understand. This punkin' you always say is this high grade. And he has nothing to show what they do. Mind you, what he could say the high grade is for is for high flying.
Thank you, cousin. I got another caller on the line. Thank you. Before we get to that next caller, I want to reference, I forget to print some notes, but I got them here. 2 years of PLP government. This was in 18th of September. That's Monday's Guardian. And I have a quote here from that article. The PLP opposition pledged to make massive investments in infrastructure and energy. That pledge has yet to materialize. Though the government says major upgrades of Family Island airports are on the way, it has also pledged a new hospital for New Providence and has broken ground on a new health center in Grand Bahama. A stick a pin. In 2 short years, we've gone from the promise of at least one new hospital in New Providence. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking they said two in New Providence, but I can say at least one new hospital in New Providence and a new hospital in Grand Bahama. And now the hospital in Grand Bahama has turned into a health center.
Yes.
So if you want to give them a grade for making better assessments of their capacity to deliver on their promises, you give them an A grade for that. Because I think many of us knew and still know not to hold our breath on a new hospital in New Providence.
So Grand Bahama's not getting a new hospital.
They don't tell us they're going to get a health center.
I thought that was going to be like a complex, the hospital and whatever else come with that. No? I interpret health center differently.
Because if they meant hospital, they would have used the word hospital. I'm almost certain of that.
Interesting.
Because in the same sentence, New Providence is supposed to get a new hospital, mm-hmm. Grand Bahama, a new health center.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, Pumpkin Eater, that's why I wanted you to clarify, to go on about...
What have they accomplished or changed in the hospital system
right.
that warrants an A grade?
Exactly. Exactly. I'm going to go to the caller... I want to continue. Stick a pin there. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, do you love your listeners and your caller?
I do.
I don't think you all do, you know. I don't know all the talk shows. I only listen to
you.
Right?
How long were you waiting just now?
I was waiting over 5 minutes. And I should not, from Pumpkin Eater, I was waiting.
I
and
got
the lady.
You know what?
My apologies. No problem. I'm glad you put, because I'm on my cell phone.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you put Pumpkin Eater in his place because he comes on the talk show, and everybody knows he's a PLP.
Yeah.
You see, and that's one thing we got to look at is, if I'm a PLP, I'll be an honest PLP. If I'm an FNM, I'm going to be an honest FNM. I'm a behemoth, I'm going to be an honest behemoth.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, what has our government done when it comes to our roads? And you keep talking about this every week, the conditions of our roads and how we carry on as a people, driving.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is our country is a filthy country. The only three or four places that are really and truly clean are the private subdivisions like Lyford Key, Old Fort Bay, Treasure Cove. Those are basically the cleanest places on this island. Downtown is deplorable. I must give the PLP an A. I've given them an A on this is because they come in and they say, you know something, we got to clean up downtown, and they're trying their best to clean up downtown. When it comes to the shanty towns in this country, it's deplorable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go in the U.S. and do this crap what the foreigners are doing in this country when it comes to shanty town. I don't care who it is. I don't want a shanty town in my country. So when it comes to governing this country, I give all of them an F.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why our hospital is—it's a mess. Freeport and Nassau.
But before you go, I want an overall grade in general of the Davis Cooper administration. Overall grade.
I give it an F. Let me tell you the reason why, and I'm going on this.
F means 0 to 50%.
Hold on. If our prime minister, like anybody saying, is environment, why isn't he pushing for every Bohemian homeowner to get solar? If you say you are for the environment, come on. If the Caribbean and make me the president of the environment and all that sort of stuff, that's one of the first initiatives I would do.
Yes, sir.
I'll continue to listen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
I still think F is too harsh, though. F is 0 to 50%.
F is 0 to 50%? In the Ministry of Education?
No.
In your grade?
No. This would be the private school grade. No, Ministry of Education tender.
Oh, 50% and below is F.
Is
don't
F.
even worry about
only it. Only two systems does this. This Ministry of QC does have the same Ministry of Education grade too.
Yeah.
Yeah, their grading system kind of off.
All right, let's get to these two callers. Okay, pause. I'm waiting. I got a text winner. I don't want to announce the answer if the text winner just answered to answer. So I need my text winner, last four digits 7677, to just text me back and verify that you want the tickets for the second prize.
Okay.
That's the beauty of doing it by text. I see I got a couple more callers, and I got a list of issues because a number of these things I haven't heard
more callers
touch on.
But
maybe more
the
callers.
Hair, these grades are given. Yeah, F is too harsh now. But go ahead, caller.
Good morning, caller.
Yeah, well, you know, good morning. F really is not good enough. I tell you what, though. If you look at individual, I'm following this Dr. Darwell. He seemed to have a holistic approach, and I think that's what the country needs. I don't know whether he gets enough t- time to talk and speak about, because I remember hearing the Prime Minister talk about taxing sugar, and sugar being the number one cause of probably all of our degenerative conditions, but he's just on the surface playing with it because he has the merchants to play with. But F is too good a grade for all of them, because when you look at it, the recurrent deficit and the national debt, no one seemed to be addressing the fact that the country is continuously going down, down, down the road in deficit while we are propping up other countries around the world because we could fly over there and tell them how to live, but we can't. Man, that's a F. F is too good.
So my question, you don't believe the PLP, the Davis Cooper administration, has done anything positive during this time?
Well, you see, what I'm looking at is a holistic approach. You may do something positive by waking up in the morning. That's a positive thing, and you may have a good dream that you forgot. But to actually do something for the collective, you're failing the masses because you're allowing the country to be infiltrated by people who don't belong here. So you're failing the country.
Okay. Before you go, you still there?
Uh-huh.
Give me a percentage grade. Just throw one out.
0.01%?
Okay. I hear you. I register that.
Okay.
Thanks. Thank you. Absolutely. You got one more caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You were
good
on the
morning,
air.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning. How are you?
Hey, Nuri.
Blessings to you.
Yes, sir. Listen to me. I will give the brave Davis government. And you notice I didn't say the brave Davis administration, brave Cooper. I said the brave Davis government.
Mm-hmm.
A B plus. There's still some work needs to be done.
That's a strong grade, by
me,
way.
I will give my member of parliament for her learning the game and the scheme. Ms. Patricia DeVoe, the Speaker of the House of Assembly, for the work she's doing in Bamboo Town, I will give her an A. And if anybody wants me to clarify why, I'll give her an A. I'll do it.
Give me one reason.
No, I want. No, no, oh, no. That's Ministry of Works who are doing the roads. But
yeah,
I want.
For what?
No, it's
the
Ministry of Works.
The Ministry of Works doing the road.
Then and
why
the credit for
the road is bad. People calling the member of parliament.
No. We call who the Minister of Works just recently? Who?
Clay.
So Sayers.
Now Clay Sweeting.
No, but Sayers.
Before him was Sayers.
And we was blaming Sayers for not doing the road properly. We never mentioned Patricia DeVoe. But I want to know your grade for her as a speaker, because that's her portfolio. What has she done extraordinary as a speaker, not as a member of parliament?
Is now, which, because she is still the speaker, the strongest woman speaker they've ever had, even though there were only two of them.
I got you, yeah.
And she is even stronger than some of the men that were there.
Okay, let me ask you a question just before we go. This is sort of off the topic, right?
Yeah, go on.
Should the speaker have demanded a response to why the House was adjourned and scheduled to come back on September 16th, but the government decided to prorogue on September 12th?
I think that question should have gone to the leader of government business and House Assembly, which is Mr. Obi Wetchka. She's the Speaker of the House. She's neutral in the House. She's the Speaker for the FNM and the PLP.
Well, that's
her
why
job is really to defend
the House itself.
Okay.
And to protect the laws and the integrity of Parliament by ensuring that the rules are being followed.
Yes, but that's a question should have been put to government leader in House of Assembly.
I got you. Thank you very much, sir.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you. So I got some texts here. Let's run through the texts. Good morning, Aaron, Nuri, and Bahamas. With all due respect, folks like your first caller is so out of touch with reality that they do more harm than good to the government and even to their personal choice of politics. Another text. All right, our text question is still open. When did the PLP win its first general election? Now, the text, Stafford Sands is the only one who deserves praise for tourism. Mr. Nuri, you know what the Stafford Sands model is?
The model that he copied or what one was given to him?
It don't matter. One that he touted.
The one that was given to him by the mobsters.
Yeah.
That one, right?
Okay. Yeah. That
that's
one.
Tourism and finance, eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
But you remember what it is? The tourism motto is? The strategy is?
Take the Bahamas and...
No, don't watch that.
That's like a weird trick question.
Bring them in and don't let them leave till they empty.
That's what
take
it was?
All their money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what it means is... provide
services
so many opportunities, experiences for them to spend their money.
Mm-hmm.
That when they leave, they want to give it all to you.
Mm.
They want to spend it all with you. That's the model. I see we got a caller on the line. We're going to get back to the text in a second. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, y'all was asking for grades?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yes, it's not the PLP two-year review. We could do that at a separate time if we would like. It's the Davis administration two-year review. Mr. Newry insisted it can't be a proper review unless it's the Davis-Cooper administration.
There you go.
But I say, if we're going to call it the Davis-Cooper administration, then I'm going to need Cooper to answer one question for me. Did Keith Bell call him or not? That's all. That's all I want to know. If you want to be the Davis-Cooper administration, then you need to be prepared to answer the heavy questions.
You can't duck it.
That's right.
I got to give him a seat, and then my member of parliament. I love to give him a seat also. I think they could do a little bit more. But like you, I heard from the last one, I had problems with little holes in the road, in the Bacardi Road area.
Oh, wow.
God bless you. And I consider myself a F&M, mm-hmm. but I'm switching away from them now. COL is actually...
COL?
But I love to say I'll give them a C.
And when you say
give
C,
them their 2 point.
Give me a percentage grade so I can understand what type of C this is.
65%.
Yes, that's a BGC SE QC grade. Them 65%, right? Because 65% is a
D+. They're completely failing because they've been working.
Yeah.
But I think my minister, you know, Benny is out there on the next slide. He's told him some good stuff, but now I can't hear from him. It's like he was his voice.
Who's your minister? Bacardi Road.
That's Vaughn. That's Vaughn.
That's Vaughn Miller.
Vaughn Miller's doing an excellent job, isn't he?
Listen, I want him. When he's on the other side, he's speaking up on these stuff, and all of a sudden, he loses his voice.
I don't want to be rude, but I don't think Vaughn Miller had a voice since the 2004 Rosie O'Donnell Cruz protest. I can be honest with you. But 65%.
I haven't touched that one there because I don't see some other stuff happening. And,
yes, sir, I got you.
Aiming right now, I don't agree with that, but anyhow.
I got you.
I'll see how that will be for that one to come up.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So you're giving them a C, 65% C. I got you. You say that they're working.
They ain't completely failing, but they could do better, lot better.
I think in most instances we have to stay away from denigrating people because I think what's happening is that we have good people, talented people. We got some rough people in the space, but the resources that are available are not being utilized properly. They're not being organized properly. The strategies are not efficient or effective. Thank you very much, caller. I got a text there coming to the next caller. Don't go anywhere. Good morning. Let these people know you can't grade them on the roads and infrastructure. That's what we pay taxes for. Grade them on what they legislate to benefit the people and the poor people at that. That's a nice intervention.
So a good example would be what they did to the Sovereign Wealth Fund, changing it to
the National Investment Fund.
We need to grade that. What do the Bahamian public think about that? Was that an excellent move, a good move? And because that's one of the things they're touting, like this is good for the Bahamas. This would benefit infrastructure. This would benefit the Bahamas in general in terms of development. So that should be interesting.
I'm looking for yesterday's paper with the article about the sustainable investment fund that the Prime Minister just announced mm-hmm. abroad. I like how they announce these things like to foreigners' face mm-hmm. as if it don't have anything to do with us.
A number of the major announcements have been done and outside of the Bahamas, actually.
Absolutely. Caller, let me go to the caller and we get back mm-hmm. to that. Sorry about that, caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
No problem, Ms. Green. I'm used to that.
Morning, Sparky. How you doing?
Well, yeah, and I'm holding on my cellular for such a long time.
My apologies.
Then y'all start talking, especially Mr. Nui. Y'all don't consider that people spending money on a cellular.
Mm-hmm. Here's what you
but
do.
Anyway,
tell the producer. Anyway, all callers, tell the producer you're on a cell, and I gotta ask him to let me know. Okay?
I told the producer that.
Don't watch nothing.
I told him I'm holding on a cellular.
I allow him.
No problem. I don't have three people talk while I will understand you. But anyway, small things. People came in here and put in the new wireless thing, what you call it, new fiber thing in my house yesterday. Yeah. And they walk out without me telling me, not telling me how to use the new remote. So now my phone off in the house and the dog on TV off. Now they got to come back today between 1 and 3 to fix me back up. But anyway, service is key in the Bahamas, you know.
Without a doubt.
Hello?
Right here, without a doubt.
You know, I tell you a small story. When I went to the telco, before we sat in the front of any customers, they used to take us down to the football track and take us to classes.
Yes,
they used
sir.
To train us.
I get
now, when you go to Batelco, you ask the little boy, little girl behind the desk, how long you been working here? Because you could see they come there knowing to sell you the phone from home. But you could see they don't know nothing but service. So
right.
How long you been working here?
Spot
me. I've been here 3 weeks.
Give them a grade for the PL, for the Davis administration.
I would say, really, there's two things I disagree on. I would say to me, I'm a PLP, you know that.
Yeah.
All my life. I grew up in the valley. But I would say a B. I would say a B, because I know they're trying hard, but the mess they met there is very difficult to clear all of that up in 5 years. I think they need a second time.
I get him. Sparky, I got to go.
Hold on, before Sparky go, I need a percentage, Sparky. What percentage?
I got one thing to say. Hello?
Go ahead.
Can you please come in? Yeah, you get talking to all that time.
Go ahead, Sparky. Go ahead.
Okay. I heard somebody talk about Nassau is dirty. Now, I agree with him that certain parts of Nassau are dirty. But there's plenty clean neighborhoods around Nassau. I mean, New Providence. Jubilee Village of Carmichael Road is beautiful when you drive through there. Yards are mowed and kept clean all the time. Pride Estate, where I live, I believe that's why they name it Pride. If you come over this hill from Blue Lake, Pride Estate is a beautiful area, nice and quiet, no problems so far.
All right.
There's a lot of beautiful areas like Eastwood, San Susi, Vinton, and places around here that are not private subdivisions, but are very clean.
Thank you, Sparky. So, thank you. That's because those suburb areas can hire the good Haitians.
The good Haitians.
That's why. But Sparky, thank you very much. I had to cut that. And the reason why Pumpkin Eater got some space is because y'all may, at the end of the show, accuse me of beating up on the PLP. So before y'all accuse me of beating up on the PLP, I'm going to give the people who identify as PLPs an opportunity to say what they feel needs to be said.
You do beat up on a PLP, though.
I mean, I will continue if they continue to ask for it. Good morning, caller. You on the air?
Yes, good morning to both of you, C.L. and Johnson.
Morning, sir. How you do?
Well, yeah, I'm not a political party like PLP or S&M. However, if you check my philosophy, based on the 1953 and 1956 philosophy of the rest of the party, I'd most likely be more aligned with that. The same policies and things that Hubert Minnis used in 2017 to beat them with. But when you grade a test, you grade on achievements, not intent, not what you hope for, wish for, or anticipate to happen in the future. When the PLP... It should be graded. They should be graded on the promises made. I know we have a habit of giving them responsibility of what we spend $400 million a year to do with the civil service, in spite of us giving them $150,000 a year to support that structure. But when we hire people, we send them there for legislation, policy, procedures, processes, programs. That's what they go for. So they give us a blueprint for change. Then we must look at the blueprint for change to see how they have achieved or how they have progressed. And if you even divide that into 5 segments, then you would still grade them right now on the 40% of the achievement they should have done. And the question then has to have we moved towards any of those legislation, policy, procedures, program, processes to a healthy Bahamas? Have you seen one? Have you set up a plan? Tangible? No, we don't. Have a plan for each island has been established? No. Has a strategy for human empowerment been established? No. Has reconstruction and resiliency been established? No. Have the social relief and strength and security been done and approved? Any even process begin? No. How about the rescuing of the economy? A plan, strategy, anything of those things been done? A blue Bahamas, a green thing, a new tourism model?
the public finance, transparency, accountability, freedom of information? No. Go back to has the transformation of the creation of economic clusters? No. The promise for immigration, digitization, and reform of it? No. Have we established the cannabis industry? No. What about the green economy?
Okay. You are on the same page as me. What grade you giving them?
An F. They haven't even started. They still have to. They're doing so bad. I would recommend that they have a conclave to read the blueprint for change. They still have the paper face down on the table.
Thank you.
And the teacher then say start it.
Thank you, C. Allen.
I was asked, yeah, when you say F, what percentage you mean?
You mean F?
No. I need to see how far it is from a D.
I imagine you mean 10%.
Can't be that bad.
You say F is 50% to zero?
Zero, yeah.
I imagine he meant a 10%. Producer, let's go to the next caller. After this next caller, I want to read my list of... let me go through the list. Here are the issues.
Maybe we have a next side of the show.
You could
do a list on the next side of the show. Let these callers talk, man.
But as soon as the producer brings them over, I don't have a problem. As soon as it goes red. Here are the issues I have on the list that I think we need to assess when we're making this grade. One, FTX.
I want to talk about that on next.
Okay, cool. Two, World Expo.
I want to talk about that on the next.
That's good. Three, the PM of Abaco.
I want to talk about that on the next side.
Four, Colby and the disappearing officer.
Lord, we can talk about that now. Good morning,
caller. You on the air.
Hey, good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day, Aaron. Good day, Nori.
Blessings.
Aaron.
Yes.
Now, I hear you say you're greatness, right? I listen to all of them people, them, right?
Yes.
Do you know all of them are not nationals?
You mean
all of them, either the F&M or PLD.
I got you. I see what you're saying.
Not nationalists,
yeah.
Now, let me tell you something.
Yes.
I look at this government and what they are doing. They are doing things to try make this nation a better nation moving forward.
Give us some examples.
Okay. Let me give an example, right? Mm-hmm. One example I can give you. Let's look at the climate change.
Okay, listen.
What the prime minister is doing concerning the climate change never had been done. No time in no ministry. Not Penland, not Ingram, not Christie.
What is he doing exactly?
Huh?
What is he doing
exactly? What he's doing, he is trying to do some things what we really need to look at.
What are those things?
I can share them now.
Yeah.
One of them is he's trying to get the people them in this other part of the world what's causing all kind of hiccup because of the way they develop their nations and now leaving all the burden on the not only the Bahamas but other Caribbean islands concerning all of the how should put it?
The low lying islands and the rising sea level, all those
states, all of that, right?
To that, yeah.
And concerning the carbon gabbit. What it is?
Carbon credit.
The credit and carbon, whatever the thing is, what he said that would help us in many financial, it will help our financial starting. It will help us in our, all these bills and,
the debt. So, see, when you say that, right, I appreciate what you're saying, the whole climate change movement, the global engagement and the demand for fairness in global economic policy, right? But here's what I'm saying to you. Two things. First of all, Motley did it first.
Who?
Motley did it first.
No, hold on. Motley was doing it for her. Look a bit brave then. He doing it for every Caribbean, along with the Bahamas. You're not being... See, let me tell you something. The way I look at how Brea Davis is operating, and now listen, like I say, there's no PLB thing I'm making. This is a national entity. I believe what he's trying to do, he's trying to put not only the PLB, but the F&M and every other citizen in this Bahamas on top of the world and tell people get out of this color thing and realize what this administration is really doing to better their lives, not now, but
but for the future. And that's what governance is all about. He just did what? 2 years? They get what, 3 more years? I understand the judging and the how much the percentage what you're looking at within 2 years. Nobody could build an island in a day. Everything needs
except
to be
the Chinese. I see they build a whole island out of it.
Everything
in Saudi Arabia.
And Saudi Arabia built the island.
They
build
an island in a day.
Yeah, they
the
do it.
The God of heaven and earth didn't do it in a day.
He actually said he did it in 1 day.
Judging them, concerning this 2 year thing.
Listen, we are going, sir. I appreciate your I appreciate your pledge for the Davis administration.
No. I deal with the government. I never just said the Davis Cooper administration. I said the government. The government based on the two parties. It's not again nothing to do with just the brave Davis Cooper administration. I'm talking about what the government is doing. God bless.
So we had a grade.
Huh? I ain't on no grade. I'm grading them. Whatever they doing a good work.
Doing a good job.
Yes, sir. Whatever they're doing a good work.
On preschool, they call it S, satisfactory. We appreciate that. It's unsatisfactory and satisfactory. So he got a satisfactory grade there. It's now, we have another caller. Let's go to another caller. Then we'll go on the break.
That's the same
and
caller.
The same caller?
Okay. Yeah, we don't have any space for break. It's okay. Right at the end of the show.
Yes.
At the other side of the show, I'd like to respond to the caller.
Yes. So let's close this then.
Because all I can hear is a debt for nature swap.
You want to explain that to me?
I mean, I want the Prime Minister to explain it.
I want you
to
go to your list on the other side.
Yes,
let me go
sir.
To your other side.
Absolutely.
This has been On the Clock with Aaron Green. Go ahead. It's On the Clock.
It's Wednesday. The On the Clock Guardian Radio.
You want me to
man
connect
down,
to you, Mashing of the BLB? No, you by yourself. That's On the Clock with Aaron Green. My own will be more positive.
You guys, stay tuned. Thank you for calling.
We can
keep calling on the other side of the
Please
hour.
Do call.
I'm going to go through the list of issues that I think we should consider when grading this administration. Thank you for calling. PLPs, please call in. Like you see, I'm trying to be fair and give people space to explain what they mean.
Yes.
Anyway. I know what the PM means.
Yeah.
A debt for nature swap.
Let's go to the news. Thank you very much.